Today is Epiphany of the Lord, which informs the choice of our theme of reflection, Beloved, Rise and Shine. So my dear brothers and sisters, there is no better season to ask one to arise and shine than during this glorious season of the birth of the Messiah and the new year. This is the best time to call to mind the story of the rusty shield, which said to the sun, "Dazzle me." While the sun responded, "Polish yourself, and I will dazzle you." Therefore, this season, we must rise and shine, because according to Psalms 36, verse 9, in his light we see light. The term epiphany is of Greek origin, epiphanion. It is a verb with the following synonyms or meanings: to reveal, to manifest, to make known. It celebrates the many ways through which Jesus has revealed himself to us. This includes the events that bring to light his mission and dignity and divinity. The visitation of the Magi, Matthew chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. The baptism of the Lord, Mark chapter 1, 9 to 11. And the miracle at Cana, John chapter 2, 1 to 11. So today, the first reading from the prophet Isaiah enjoins us: arise and shine out, Jerusalem, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen on you. This glory of the Lord is Christ himself, who has come to dwell among us. He is the source of light of the world. He is like the sun, the source of all natural light and earthly lights. We are called to be like the moon, lenses or mirrors that picks up the light and reflect it without diminishing its intensity or brightness. So for this to be possible, we must position ourselves on the same axis with Christ, the source of our light and life. In the second reading, Paul makes a crucial salvific point, and there we are included in the salvation history. This is the fact that this light that Christ shines upon us does not segregate or discriminate. He writes, "It means that pagans now share the same inheritance, that they are parts of the same body, and that the same promise has been made to them in Christ Jesus through the gospel." Let us remember that Paul is affirming the scripture which says that God allows his light or rain to fall on both the good and the bad. He allows the good to make him better and the bad to transform into good. Today's gospel reading reminds us that Christ revealed himself to us through his star. So we are called, like the three wise men in our gospel, to follow and adore him, because all nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord, as Psalms 71, verse 3 would say. However, my dear brothers and sisters, our worship must not be that of deceit. It must be sincere, like that of the Magi, as opposed to the false proposal of King Herod. It must be a genuine worship devoid of deceit. So in the light of this, we must offer ourselves entirely to Christ Jesus. If we humbly adore and pay our newborn king fitting and sincere homage, our light and star will shine equally, and others will see it and search for us to glorify God. The adoration of the Magi fulfills the oracle of the prophet Isaiah in the first reading, prophesying that the nations of the world would travel to the holy city following a bright light, bringing gold, incense, to contribute to the worship of God in Jerusalem. These three wise men were seekers. There was a longing in their life that caused them to leave what they were familiar with and set out for a land that was unknown to them. They did not travel in total darkness. They were guided on their journey by a small source of light, a star. And so this speaks to the seeker, the searcher, in each and every one of us. By nature, my dear brothers and sisters, we tend to be restless. We always search for meaning, for answers to questions. We always look for a greater light, for truth, and for love. At the root of this restlessness, this searching is a longing that only God can satisfy. St. Augustine once wrote that our hearts are restless until they rest in the Lord. So as we try to be faithful to this deep longing within us, God sends us a light to guide us. He does not simply send us the light of a small star, which was the light that guided the wise men. God has sent a greater light, the light of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who once said of himself, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness." The wise men were led by the light of a star towards the light of the world, the infant king, not just of the Jews, but of all humanity. So my dear brothers and sisters, we are fortunate to be able to journey towards God in this light. The light of Jesus, now risen, shines upon each and every one of us. Each day, we can open ourselves up to his light. Today, God reveals himself to us because he is good and loving. The light that shines forth upon each and every one of us today is the light of life. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ further extends and expands his horizon, the horizon of his love to us, by not being selfish. Instead, he allows his light to shine upon us, to illumine our life and darkness. The lessons today, my dear people of God, is that we must pass this light of Christ to other people. And if we must get to our heavenly destination, we must continue to follow the star, the light that Christ Jesus always shows us. Like the Magi, my dear people of God, we must not allow ourselves to be deceived or distracted. Let us remember the Magi, they never allowed Herod to deceive them. Trusting God that God will always not mislead us or misguide us, we must continue to look for that star, the light of God, on our journey of eternity. Whenever we are confused or come to the crossroad of life, we must seek the divine guidance and counsel. Today, the gospel teaches us how Christ enriches those who bring him their hearts and offer him their lives. Today's gospel reminds us that if God brought the Magi, foreigners, and pagans to recognize and give Jesus proper respect as the King of the Jews. We should know that there is nothing in our sinful life that would keep God from bringing us to Jesus. There were three groups of people that reacted to the epiphany of Christ's birth. The first group, headed by King Herod, tried to eliminate Jesus. The second group, the priests and the scribes, totally ignored Jesus. And the third group, represented by the shepherds and the magi, came to adore the Christ. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we belong to this third group by actively worshiping Jesus at Mass, as we are doing now, with the gold of our love, the myrrh of our humility, and the frankincense of our adoration, by giving a new direction to our lives, just as the Magi chose another route to travel to their home. Let us choose a better way of life, abstaining from proud, unjust and impure thoughts, words and actions, evil habits, and selfish behaviors, by becoming stars leading others to Jesus as the star that led the Magi to Jesus. Let us try to remove the darkness of evil around us by reading the Holy Bible and radiating the light of Jesus' love through selfless service, unconditional forgiveness, and compassionate care. Like the Magi, let us offer Jesus our gift on this feast of Epiphany and every day of our life, the gift of our life by offering it on the altar during Mass, as we are doing every morning, and also getting up in prayer, asking for the strengthening and anointing of the Holy Spirit to do good and avoid evil every day of our lives. The gift of responsive relationship with God by talking to Him in personal and family prayers, listening to Him, to reading the Holy Bible every day. The gift of friendship with God by recognizing Jesus present in and offering loving, humble service to everyone we encounter. By getting reconciled to God every night, asking Him pardon and forgiveness for our sins and failures during the day. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray. Almighty Father, guide us with your light. Help us to recognize Christ in the Eucharist and welcome Him with love, for He is Lord forever and ever. Amen.